And welcome to your favorite podcast. This is Ice, and I am accompanied today by none other than the lovely. This is where you do
Oh, I was supposed to say something. Oh, so this is not Chilanga. I know you got spoiled last week
Yep.
with Chilanga and his beautiful voice and his incredibly confident statistical evidence for things. And I am not that. I am Josh instead. Also, I love the intro. That seemed like really well done, Ice.
You
I
like
think
that?
we're finding our groove. Only
We're
like eight episodes
finding
in.
our stride. And I mean, let's be real. All Josh has all of the confidence, but none of the statistical math.
Oh yeah, it's there. It's just not backed up by anything. Also, did you even say the name of the podcast, or are you just refusing to do that now? Is that a thing? Did you say?
I just wanted to make sure they knew that we're their favorite podcast. I think they already know. I think they know what they tuned into.
Well, anyway, I'm Josh. I'm not Chilanga. Who else we got?
I'm Jesse. I'm not Chilanga. Who else we got?
Man, I wish I was Chilanga, but I'm Kai, unfortunately. What's up?
Chilanga, what's up, everybody?
That was after just listening to Chilanga's pod, that was not a good impression. That was poor. That was poorly done.
To be fair, after listening to Chilanga's pod, all of us do a very terrible Chilanga impression. I'm Chilanga.
Yikes.
Did I do
Wow.
good?
I hope Chilanga's not listening. Can we talk more about lion tattoos? Say something disparaging about full body tattoos, Jesse.
I have nothing wrong with the full body tattoo because you can see it. If you put a tattoo where you can't see it, I stand by this. Let's call it out like I see it. Brady
Oh my
Brinkmeyer,
God.
you're a lovely human who should come onto the pod someday. We
And
appreciate
this
you
tattoo is
immensely.
sick.
It is actually
See,
sick.
anyway.
It's so sick.
Yeah.
He'll
Messed up.
never know. He can't see it, but it's really sick.
Yeah. He can only imagine what it looks like. You got him so good. I love that he
Nice.
doesn't have a chance to defend himself.
I
We
was
just
gonna say,
bashed him.
I love
Perfect.
trashing people on the pod because then they can't say anything. You know what I mean? Oh.
Also, should we
Man.
say brought to you by Eric Romanski after like the in the middle of every segment? Because
Yeah.
this segment is for sure brought to you by Eric Romanski.
The next one will be
And
brought to you by the mystery donor, though, right? We have an
yeah.
equal mystery donor. So
Equal
we have a
opportunity
few,
mystery
right?
donor.
Yeah.
My quick reaction so far, we're recording during Monday Night Football. We should say, given our sometimes production length, we're recording during the Eagles Monday Night Football. You never know.
Hey, I take offense. I
You do
take
actually
offense.
do a great job. You do a great job. I have learned, I had a simple strategy when I did fantasy this year. It was get players who are in the playoff playing, and they're gonna, you're not gonna think about shutting them down, et cetera. It turns out owning anyone in the East while being in the playoff so bad. Miles Sanders is just not really showing up, and that's because he's an Eagle. And I should have known that. In my head, I was like, "Oh, he'll be off hunt forever," because that doesn't correct for being just a bad offense, just a very, very bad offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
Oh,
we
I
might
get
see
it.
some Jalen Hurts tonight.
Ooh,
We'll
that'd be
update you
fun.
as
I
the
would
pod
love
goes
that.
on. Yeah, we'll
I
update the
would
listeners.
love that.
Yeah, because so far I think it's 2 3-and-outs so far for the
Ooh.
Eagles. So
Hey, that
looks like we're
under's
gonna get
looking
something.
good. Look at us betting on the under, and so far
Told
looking
you.
fantastic, Ice. So good.
I'm a genius.
He's just a genius. Yeah, the NFC East is funny. That's a fun thing. I still enjoy talking about the NFC East, even though Jesse hangs up every time I start talking about him. I find it enjoyable.
It seems too early in this segment to hang up, so I'll leave it.
I appreciate that.
How are we all feeling about Wednesday lunch football?
Oh
Like,
yeah, baby. I like a little matinee in the middle of the week.
out of an abundance of caution, it'll be played at 2 a.m. in the hopes that COVID doesn't know we're playing.
It does feel a lot like you remember when they first started the NBA bubble and they had games like all day and how incredible that was. Even though the games meant almost absolutely nothing, it was like preseason like bubble games. It was like worse than it, like Bol Bol was playing like 25 minutes a game, but there was like games from like 9 a.m. all the way through the day. That I think the NFL could just do that, right? That seems easy enough.
We
Let's just start
need
that.
to institute March Madness into the
Right.
NFL. COVID
Oh.
insanity.
Oh, yikes. I think that's already been taken. They're doing that, but we can just put a name to it. I enjoy that. That's good.
See, I've always had issue. Like, what do I want to watch all day, all the time? Football. And they're like, all right, we're going to put 9 games at noon all at the same time. And I'm like, space them out. Let's get some Wednesday night football. Let's get some Saturday afternoon football. Not college. I don't give a crap about college.
Boom, roasted, right? College kids.
Yeah,
you suck.
Suck it. I was making the joke earlier, and I still have to make the joke that, you know, all of, like, the stereotypical, like, wife who doesn't want to watch football, or boyfriend who watches football, or vice versa, stereotypical.
I can't imagine.
Lover.
I literally can't picture that one bit. I can't imagine.
But I feel like this season especially, the non-football-loving partner is so pissed. They took Wednesday now, too? Well, yeah, I know it used to be Sunday, Monday, Thursday, but now we get a Wednesday and a Friday, too. Like, I feel like it would just suck if you already feel like football dominates. And they're like, all right, well, now we're going to have Saturday morning games. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, the NFL is coming out and like, you know how great it is? We haven't had to cancel a single game. You know, that's just incredible. It's just been 12 weeks, not an issue. It's like, I'm not sure we can like take a victory lap, right? Like, I don't think we can.
we're like two more Duvall, Linston, or whoever started away from like – canceling the season.
We knew this would inevitably lead to the Jets winning the Super Bowl because none of their players got COVID, right? That's what we all knew was going to happen to this season, and we're trending very significantly in that direction.
Well,
Sam Darnold is so healthy.
So far, what do we have? We have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday football. There are now going to be they pushed. I don't know why they put 3 games on Saturday. Like,
yeah, Packers
on like
are
week
Saturday
16.
Night.
Yeah,
wait,
week
really?
16 for
are you
some
serious?
Not this week.
Saturday.
Not this week.
Saturday?
Well,
yeah. So
Saturday,
so
baby.
Friday.
Are
I
you
hope
in London
the...
too? Let's go. Let's get it.
So yeah, Friday is the only day. Friday is the significant other day. And then the other days are all football.
So get all your work done on Fridays because we got, you know, Tuesday at 2 p.m. football and Wednesday at 7.
Friday night, post up with all your chores.
Also, can you imagine? Because didn't you say, like, Schefter said it was, like, the whatever, like, the Rockefeller Lights
yes.
thing that they had?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, when they're, like, trying to, okay, what about Wednesday night at 7? Oh, we have the bowling league. Okay. What about Wednesday at 6?
The bachelorette on Thursday. God bless it.
Yeah, no, like, we want to, but we really promised Cornhole that they could have that slot. Okay.
Like, oh, my God. Just do noon then. No, it's a Days of Our Lives. Long. It's a marathon. We can't
do
that.
2:40. Well, yeah. What gets done at 2:36? So you're like, this is perfect. We've got the perfect 2:40.
Yeah. What got bumped? I want to see someone's got to say like, what got bumped? What do you guys think? Guess right now. What got bumped for the 2:40?
I bet that there was what channel is it on? NBC.
Yeah.
Reruns of Oprah.
I'm going probably Wheel of Fortune. I'm going to go Wheel of Fortune got pumped. And
no,
you know,
they would never.
And see, I think at some point like we have to, you know, out of an abundance of caution, we have to respect Wheel of Fortune. Okay? We have to not do this.
I bet they're cutting the last 20 minutes of the Kelly Clarkson show. Kelly Clarkson Today. That's my guess.
Is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
She does have a show. I have no clue what network it's on. It was
it's
awful.
The voice, Josh.
It was so bad. No. Report. I saw her daytime.
No, Kai,
TV
that's
show.
Blake
it's
Shelton
live. Can we get a daytime
I'm gonna go.
TV
it better not have been Jeopardy. That's all I have to say. It better not have been Jeopardy.
That would be doing Trebek. Oh, that would
right.
be just That'd rolling be on his grave.
They
yeah.
tried
to tell you. Cool. Yeah, go ahead.
They tried to overtape it on the Rihanna show, but she said, "Oh."
Okay.
I'm gonna bleep it. I'm gonna bleep it. It's not worth it. I'm bleeping it.
She said, "Oh, bleep."
You're my little song.
God, also, like, sorry to keep bringing that. Carson Wentz 0-4. That is just spicy. I'm so happy I was the Wentz truth.
Put in Jalen.
So the Seahawks are 0-2 on fourth down. This is a weird Ooh. Game so far.
Well, you know, when you're playing the Eagles, you got to go for it early on fourth down.
Right. You got to get all the points you can get. Yeah, you know they're going to start racking up points.
When you're playing dynamic offenses like the Eagles, you got to really sell it all out early. Good God.
So
the NFC
question.
East.
Go ahead. Yep. Go say it.
This NFC sounds like two different subjects, but I do think that the NFC Beast, by the way,
NFC Feast.
There was a So they're the team whose colors are red, who is the Washington football team.
I'm going to bleep it anyway. Team, football club. I'll bleep it.
They took the lead in the division at 4-7.
Oh, God.
And then the Giants.
Can you repeat that?
Wait, did you see the play where the center didn't snap it and everyone else moved? Because that's awesome. That's a classic. I love that so
that's
much.
That's a classic.
God. I love because the center, like, it's definitely the center's fault, but he can also be like, I was the only one who didn't false start. I did it.
Well, and then he has to be like half. He's in like a half squat with the ball between him, looking left and right, and like, what's going on? He like looks so ridiculous. Like, there's no way to do that.
That's not even. It's not even a call because it's not a false start. It's not. That's not a thing that is called, right? Like, they don't have a name for what that is.
Unless you call it a false start on everyone else. It's 7:50 on November 30th, Monday Night Football timestamp for all you guys. This moment in time has been captured.
NFL Game Pass. You'll find it. It's fantastic.
Anyway, what I was gonna say is the football team took the lead in the division on Thursday. Then the Giants won yesterday, so they took the lead in the division. And if the Eagles win tonight, they also then take over the lead in the division. So,
wow.
That, I mean, for what it is, it's actually really interesting.
Thrilling.
Obviously, it's not because then they're going to get slaughtered by, like, the Saints or something. But it's interesting at the very least.
I feel like there are more competitive high school bowling leagues. So if all we're in it for is closeness, we could go there. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm
I mean,
in it for closeness.
Still,
yeah.
Oh, this is still just garbage football. This is absolutely garbage.
You're an Eagles fan. I love it. That was a good impression. Good Philly. Impression.
Thank you. I'm going to go get a cheesesteak for dinner. Oh, my gosh, Carson. It was never good. Gosh, it was never good. Oh, my God. Good Lord.
So,
maybe like
go ahead. I'm taking us a way different direction, so keep talking about football. This is
good. I was just going to ask, at what point as, like, Carson Wentz do you just fake an injury? Like, when do you just say, like, it's just not happening this year? Let's pretend.
I think we're about 2 weeks away from his actual injury, right? Like, that just happens every year. Like, in week 13 or 14, he actually is hurt. And then somebody else wins the Super Bowl instead of him is what happens.
Dude, they gotta do, like, the non-waiver trade deadline for Foles right now. Just do right. it right preemptively.
Right.
Yeah, I think after yesterday, the Bears are really looking to, you know, stay with Trubisky. So, yeah,
they
Foles on the market.
They found their key. Yeah, you see, he's the future.
I'm a big believer that he's just colorblind, and once they correct that, he's got this.
It's been
a
vision issue this whole
balls.
Time.
Yeah, Darnell Savage. And I guess he can't read numbers either, but he was just eyeing green 26. He thought that was Allen Robinson.
So
how many teams though? How many teams does Carson Wentz start for in the league right now?
One.
If
it's
you
the Eagles.
Nice, good one. But if the Bears were offered Carson Wentz, they obviously say yes. If the Jets would take, like, for free.
Nah,
you know, like,
nah,
free
I don't know if he can tank you as well.
Like,
as
none
Darnold.
Of, oh yeah,
none
yeah,
of
seems
true,
like he's doing a great job tanking. For the record, he's doing a fantastic job
that's
as it
true.
Is.
They're leading the division, yeah. aren't they? Or are they
no.
in second?
Not anymore. Oh. We just talked about this. Well, did you guys hear me?
No, I think we need to go back. I say it all again.
Side note: is Ice going to join us at all this pod, or is it just the three of us?
guys, can you?
Oh God. Okay,
yeah, bleep that.
Get some ASMR.
Also, wait, just so I'm clear, are we beeping everything we said after NFC, like Least Beast and Feast? The NFC beep. Nope. The NFC beep. Nope. The NFC beep.
Yeah. Well, now
I'm just gonna let that happen. I'm gonna let that substitute. I think you did a great job.
Thanks, man.
Josh, can you edit so it's just Jesse's voice, beep, but just Jesse saying beep.
I want us to beep every other word, the whole pod. Just beep every other one, and then we'll see what we come up with. That's like a secret code. If you listen to half the pod,
yeah, Mad Libs, but you take out half the words.
That's how Mad Libs works now.
So
to answer your question, I feel like Carson Wentz starts for the Jets. Yes, he starts for the Jaguars. Yes, he starts for the Giants. Probably
right now.
He starts for the football team for sure. He starts for the Saints right now. I bet he starts over Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston.
Not the way Sean Payton looks at Taysom Hill. Sean Payton would start like three quarterbacks over Taysom Hill.
It's that meme where the guy's walking with the girl and the girl's body says Carson Wentz and the other girl's body says Taysom Hill and the guy's looking backwards.
Is that what perfect this, depiction. Is that what this podcast has come to? Just describing memes. More.
Just life.
Let's do more verbal memes.
So it's the SpongeBob meme. It. It's the SpongeBob with every other
it's
letter.
It's Carson Wentz and Trubisky, and they're both Spider-Man. And they're
this is actually that's a hilarious great. Segment, so I feel that's like we're doing a great job.
Jesse right now is Mr. Krabs when it's all blurry and he's looking around like, ooh.
Okay, that was more poignant than we were doing earlier.
Time for an ad break, right, boy?
we have a fun pod coming up, actually. We've got some fun segments. We have two games, and we've got a quarterback game from the 1970s, which is right up everyone's alley. People love the 70s and football.
Give me Starbuck. Is that guy Starbuck? Stop.
Roger Starbuck.
Yeah, Starbucks. Yep.
Yeah, give me Starbuck.
I saw Ron Jaworski on that thing, Josh. I know who Ron Jaworski is. So
that's awesome. Jaws, I hope you get him. He was very mediocre or maybe great. You'll find out later.
Definitely the first one.
Teaser.
And we're going to have a healthy debate about nachos, which I think everyone can get involved in. Because
I think none of it will be healthy, but yes.
It's going to be heated.
Nacho debate.
You're right. I'm going to back it up and say we're going to have an unhealthy debate. No, what's the best way to phrase it? Someone that's funnier than me say something that's better than the debate thing.
What do you call a fake noodle?
Impasta!
Hey!
All right.
I do. We'll be back soon or something? Okay.
No, go for it.
I just want to say this is one of the first
we'll
times.
We'll be back really soon.
This is one of the first times that I have a big board. I have a plan going into one of our drafts. We'll see if it works out, but I have a strategy. This is the nacho topping draft. You guys have given me background for the rest of the 4-2-1 listener here right now. Is that?
Hey, we're here to you, Ireland. We're talking to you out there.
Alrighto. So. I get so much crap for my nachos. So I have decided that I put in some time and some effort, and I got a big board. I got a draft. I'm going to win this nacho draft, and I'm going to feel validated and vindicated because that's what social media does for me. Okay.
The truth is it doesn't matter because your taste is awful in nachos. So it really doesn't matter what your pick for. It's like if you had all the picks in the first round, but you were the Kings. Hey, Vlade Divac, right, fellas?
nice.
And because you'd somehow make a mistake of all of them because you'd pick broccoli. But I don't want to give away too much.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
And that's that. Well, we will see you for that wonderful, now very hyped up draft in just a second after this ad break. All right, welcome to a very Irish episode of commercials, as you could tell by what I think was Amazing Grace from one of my associates.
The Irish national anthem,
All right, which apparently is the same as Amazing Grace.
Hey.
We are coming to you because we want to tell you about a very special product.
Where's good Isaac O'Flanagan?
Oh, I'm right here.
No.
All right. I want to tell you today about Guinness. If you are thirsty, grab yourself a pint.
My family is eating that, but then the tail farm in
Guinness. Holy God.
If you are thirsty, grab yourself a pint of Guinness. It's
get
the perfect thing.
Get your right down here, or I'll come up that mountain. I'll grab you right there.
But dude, but do they call you Kai, the Guinness drinker?
What in the bloody? Wait.
Kai, can you hear Ice talking? I just wonder.
Is Ice saying anything?
Oh, that's
it. I am.
So, yeah.
Am
I? Kai cannot hear Ice, but Ice is definitely talking.
It makes it so much better. This is so
oh
good.
My God. I was like, Kai, you kept overriding Ice. Ice kept trying to start the commercial. Go down the laddie lane with a big old pot of Guinness in your hand.
Guinness paid good money for this ad spot. We'll see you after this. We're coming back to you.
I got the Guinness. I'm drinking it, lad.
It's some Guinness. All right. So I have two takes from that. Number one is that if Kai can't hear me when he comes back, then we're going to have to fix this. Takeaway number two, much more importantly, is that do we have to fix it? Because that was way more fun when Kai could hear me.
I like a pod where none of us can hear each other and we just keep speaking things. I feel like we get a lot of good ideas that way. I really want to hear what the whole Kai singing and me doing bagpipes together sounded like. That felt really good. It felt really good.
It sounded like
are you talking up our duet? Because that was glamorous.
It's spicy and beautiful.
Can you hear me now, Kevy?
No, I can't. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Must have been a great ad.
Yeah, no, I was telling Josh, our pod might just be better when you can't hear me. Like, we should try that out. I don't know how to make that happen more consistently, but yeah, that was...
I do think Kai's persona as an Irish lad is one of the top things that's ever happened on this pod. Like, it's just fantastic. There's so much enthusiasm.
Either that or
my birdie
sandwich.
Kai, yeah, I said something like, but do they call me Kai the Guinness drinker? And I was surprised he didn't go with that, but
yeah,
I didn't
once,
know. Anywhere
you
good.
Directly asked him a question and he still went on, Retro down the lane, laddie. I was like, he cannot hear you.
Wait. Breaking news, it's Jalen Hurts season. Jalen Hurts is in a QB for the Eagles.
There it is. I told you guys this was going to happen during the episode. Let's go.
That's big time.
Well, this could have been days and days later that we're recording this. We just have to trust that it's not
this
that.
Week 12 news for you folks. And week 15.
The level of care that we have for this podcast definitely means we'd record it on a Wednesday, but pretend that we were watching Monday Night Football so we could make predictions live. Yeah, I really think they're going to throw out a DK for that touchdown. Oh, my God, I got it. Really
we could start it on Wednesday at like 6, and it would be after directly after a fully completed other game. All right, well, at the risk of getting derailed more, let's just get right into the thing that we were going to do. So we're going to do
the Guinness ad, right?
Yeah, that's it. No, we were going to do a draft of nacho ingredients. Jesse's coming in hot, it sounds like. I'm excited to see where this goes. Do we have an order, Jesse, since you've been prepping so hard?
We have always had an order. Every pod, as we do. And that order is based on the numbers that you guys give me right now. Starting with Kai, give me a number.
44.
Great number. Ice, give me a number.
42,069.
All right. Okay, good. Over to Josh with the number.
1.
Great. And I'm going to go with -1. The order is from smallest to largest. So
great.
I will go first. Josh second. Kai third. Ice fourth. So we are starting with a base of cheese and chips. Is that right?
Yeah, I think shredded cheese. Yeah, shredded cheese and
chips. Yeah, we need that, Kai. We need that.
cheese is half my board, so
you can't just do that. Well, if cheese was not already given, Jess is going to pick it first, and then no one else gets it. So I would prefer to start with chips.
Cheese. All right,
and we're not – nope. All
right, so on top of my cheese and chips, I'm going to start. Number one pick off the board is give me shredded chicken. Love shredded chicken. I know it's not everyone's number one pick. Listen, I know this is, you know, I'm doing fit over best ingredient available. I'm aware. But I think that a good nacho is based in a good meat. And the thing is, for those who don't know at home, the dark meat, the red meats, okay, they're bad for you. It's a health-based nachos. That's gonna come to bite me later. But it's a shredded chicken first.
That was someone a safe else. Pick. That was a safe number one pick. I'm fine with that.
High. I don't think. Yeah. Low floor. High ceiling. Low. Yep. Okay. Josh.
Nope. Neither. Nope. Neither of those things.
No. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm gonna take something again. So here's my draft issue. Right. Every time we do a draft, I end up having three things that no one else wanted. Right. That no one was gonna pick ever. Like that's just that tends to be on board.
Just pick
so
grapes
than,
and give it to Ice.
Rather than one of those things, I'm gonna pick something that should come off the board eventually. Assuming that my next picks are not coming off the board because I think they're odd enough. So I'm going with some good old sour cream. Give me that sour cream.
That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
It's nice. It's base. It's very simple. I'll add more to it, but I like sour cream as a start. Kai is
so
the Kai next.
Be a, yep. Yep.
Wow, it's already up to me. See, I'm really having to zag. This is what you know. This is
zag where
really
you should have zigged. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gonzaga.
I
mean,
what's the modern day comparison? It's like if the NFL. It's like I was targeting Mitch Trubisky at 20, and he got taken at 2, and now your whole world is just turned upside down.
Take another layer of chips. Take a second.
I don't know if we want to call sour cream Mitch Trubisky. That feels bad to sour cream. That feels really hurtful to sour cream.
Mitch is okay. So I will go. According to the website delish.com,
no research. Get out of here with your research.
Oh, I respect.
Well, actually, this is something I want to try now. I've read it. It's something I enjoy. I often get like just chips and dip it in this. It's guacamole, baby.
Oh, nice.
Avocado. Mm-hmm.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Give me that millennial.
Sour cream and guacamole, man. All the nacho condiments going off the board early.
Yeah, we're going toppings. Yeah,
we got
a
condiment
we're going
run.
With all the sides.
on the same wavelength. I don't see
you double
I'm
up
pick
too,
this if,
you're doubling up.
I know. I'm gonna pick this if it's an option, but is salsa an option or isn't that just like expected?
It's gotta be a
no,
three.
It is an option. Yep, it's an option.
So you guys don't get to have salsa on your nachos at all. That's,
yes.
I mean, I feel like that's like a given, but yeah, I'm obviously gonna take salsa. I feel like that's a like if you have nachos, you have to have salsa. In my opinion,
I would argue sour cream is more important than salsa, which is why I picked sour cream over it. But that's fine. That's fine.
Same logic, but guac. Clearly, experienced elaborate nacho eater here. So
yeah. Interesting. Okay,
I'm sorry,
sure.
Are we all carnivores? I think we are. So
Ray, I'm going to take a meat. I'm going to take a meat next. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go ground beef here. You gotta have protein with your nachos. I like having
protein.
That meat on there.
All
yeah,
right,
ground beef
fine.
Is great on nachos. Whatever. I'm taking ground beef. I'm taking salsa. I'm feeling good about my nachos so far. I don't know how many rounds this draft is, but I'm already winning.
Seven.
I think it's five rounds or 15 somewhere. Whatever we start running out.
15
of
rounds.
That's what I'll, yeah.
All right. So all right, now I'm gonna add chopped liver in the 13th round.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. He's I'm like I thought you were
joke.
Jumping in.
Joke. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Jesse stole chopped liver
I'm
from
so
Kyle.
Sorry.
Hey. You can trade up for the chopped liver if you want.
I'll give you my third and 12th for your third.
Sounds so fair. Oh man, this is my inexperience is showing, but also this is a great opportunity to hustle. Maybe I gotta go crazy here. Wait.
It's round two.
Usually.
I don't know.
Can I do? Wait, is all chicken gone? If Jesse took shredded chicken,
yes.
Oh. I feel like
what,
the meat.
What other kind of chicken are you doing?
chicken breast. Just one big breast.
Just a Chick-fil-A sandwich on top of that. You know, just the usual. No, I will get as tempting as it would be just to like load like a whole meal on it. I will do pico de gallo. Nice little.
I like that
flavor.
Okay,
that's a good way to sneak in some salsa.
Right.
Anyway,
it's a
basically
fancy
salsa
way of
pick.
Salsa.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's not. I agree that that's not the same
technicality.
Thing.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna choose some diced tomatoes, cilantro, onions in a raw form that's sprinkled
so
on
pico
top.
Pico de gallo.
My...
Yeah, genius.
So Josh picks three things that. Oh, I guess that's okay. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so here's where it starts to get weird because I don't know what you guys are going to pick and what you're not going to pick, so I don't know what's going to be left for my board. I think that this might be more common, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to take my protein. I'm going to go with refried beans, baby. That's my stuff.
It's a pick. You did it.
People like refried
beans.
Ooh, I'm not
I
one of them, but people like refried beans.
I'm a big refried bean guy. Refry those beans. I like my beans fried and fried again, and then I eat them. That's what I like.
So just so we're clear, we are going five rounds because it's going to affect my second and third pick.
Sure.
All right. So
that works for me.
For my second and third pick, to end the second round, to start the third round, let's get the theme bopping. Let's get it going. To go with chicken, I'm going to add pulled pork to end the second round. Pork and shredded chicken. What's coming to start the third round? Steak strips. Steak strips.
Oh, thank God.
Jeez. Just toss a Thanksgiving turkey on there strips. And call it good.
So I'm having just nachos that I would make at my home, and Jesse's going to a fancy restaurant buying hundreds of dollars worth of nachos.
I hope you guys are ready for a fourth round veal, because it is coming.
How many birds can Jesse name? We got chicken. We've got...
going on there.
Josh, I like a cow, quail. I like bird. Some quail on my nachos.
Yeah, also, my current picks are chicken, pork, and steak. I named one bird, Josh.
All of them can fly. I don't know what you're talking about. They all fly.
How many birds can you name? Next up, he's going to add, like, bacon, another bird on.
Lamb, dude. All right. So, I think... I like this spot because I get time to think afterward, because I didn't have much time to think after this after my last pick. I need a big board. It was embarrassing by me.
I like my next pick because I get to think more than this pick.
I'm really shooting off the hip. I plan on taking this one the last round because I'm sure no one else is going to take it, but I'm going to take it now and just assume that I'll come up with some more weird stuff I can do later. I'm going to take some Spanish rice. I'm putting some Spanish rice like cooked like weird. those little rice sides. I love Spanish rice and those rice sides on my nachos. I'm taking Spanish rice.
Okay.
You were right to take your first round pick when you did, because we weren't taking these. These are for
I know.
You.
That's true. I did assume that. These are very me-based nachos, and I knew that that Spanish rice and refried beans would probably be on the board at any time.
Fair enough. I think I want to go with an all Wisconsin, an all Scotty lineup. I think what I'm gonna do is throw some cheese curds on there, get a little extra cheesiness.
Holy,
yeah,
I love it.
If we get to order steak and you know, three course meal, we might as well.
My God,
on my meal.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we got some weird nachos. We have some weird
stuff. I cannot wait until Kai picks Butterburger in the fourth round.
Top it up. It's just a concrete mixer to close it up.
Oh my God!
All right, nice. You have
my
salsa
nachos
beef.
Are the number three from Culver's.
My nachos are liquid.
I put it all in a blender and drink them. It's great.
So I guess I'm zigging while you guys zag, because I'm picking normal things, and I'm gonna pick another normal thing that I like, and that is jalapenos on my nachos.
I was thinking about spicy that next round. That's smart.
Seems like a pretty regular thing to pick.
Josh, I think Ice was targeting Spanish rice. I think you made the right
I don't appreciate your insinuation here.
I'm zigging where we're zagging right now. So real quick, for sure, Jalen Hurts is he starting now, or is that just for a little bit?
No. Wentz so Carson Wentz got and he got sacked immediately. I don't really know what
because
I think that was just a good
I
play.
Think the infographic on Monday Night Football of showing me if Carson Wentz is not on the roster in 2021, how much it cost them, is a very funny thing for them to be putting up right now. So if they decide to bail on him after what you've seen so far next year, here's how much.
Well,
it
at
cost
this
them.
Point. They have four drives for -4 yards, which is not
consistency.
The goal
-1 yard a drive. All right, sorry. We can hop on back in. That was Ice picking something dumb.
So I have one more. I like I said, I've been zigging while you guys zag in the way that I'm just picking normal things. I think if I did just keep picking normal things, it would be an easy win for me on Twitter. But maybe I should get a little more fun.
So here's the thing. You've got a very neutral team at this point, right? Like, we're going for the various subgroups. I'm not sure what mine is or what cheese curd subgroup it is, but we've got them.
We have our niche.
Good point.
You gotta have a thing, or else.
I don't. Not if I just pick good things. So here's what I'm going to do.
We're an award-winning podcast by just listing nacho toppings, right? We're human beings with souls, right? We gotta,
I'm literally listing the type of nachos that I make every now and then. Well. Like, these are the things I put on them because they're normal. Anyway, I'm going to go – I mean, this is probably kind of not too extreme either, but I think it's just something I really like, so I should pick it. Let me know if this isn't allowed, but I'm going with like some like – cut up avocado.
That's not allowed. Nope, not allowed.
Yeah, is that not allowed?
Not allowed.
Just like cutting them up. I'm not like, we're not like making a whole guac.
I feel
here.
Like that's allowed.
I thought it would be, but it's okay. I have another option. Wait,
so I kind of thought avocado is just covered. I think guac covered avocado. That's what I was.
Okay, well, if Jesse gets some shredded chicken, then I'm just going to take some chicken strips. You know, it's not really shredded.
I'm fine with this not counting.
All right, I'm just so wait. So if he picks pico, I can't do onions later, right?
Yeah, can I do onions or tomatoes? Because Kai picked pico.
Ooh, well, that's the value. That's the brilliance of the pico in the second round, boys. You know.
All right, no, you're right. You're right. Avocado should count. Avocado should count. I
okay,
should
that. Now that we found, I just now, love now avocados, that Kai has man. Found a clear way to win the draft, suddenly we're having to all try. I get
it. Stop the count.
Stop the count.
All right, so you got avocado. Right.
I'm gonna stick with diced avocado. I think we're gonna hear some tomato and some onion pretty soon here. So we go back to Kai B.
Well, I'm not going to be saying the tomato or the onion, unfortunately, folks.
That makes redundancy. Sense.
oh, man. Let's see. This is my last pick, and I think...
Nope, we got two.
Not true.
We got one more after this.
Oh, goody. I get two. This is what
people
goody. Love.
Kai, name a food. That's what's on your nachos. It seems like the right strategy here.
Yo, I've never had this, but...
Pepperoni.
I've never had this? Wait, is that the start?
Well, I've never had it on a nacho, but it's gotta be good, right? Mine's just officially gonna become the heart attack. Let's get some bacon going. Let's get some bacon on those nachos.
I like
a
that.
A rare bird.
I like
that's a great
that.
Pick. God, it's a great pick.
That was fun. That was fun. I like that.
That was
another bird, yeah.
Kai, that was my fourth round pick. So I think honestly, I shouldn't have done more meat, but I, you know,
that makes
you
me
saved
feel
me.
Good, though,
you saved me from more meat.
Jesse's doing a thing here. Just so we're clear, Jesse's definitely doing something. He's making a point somehow. So let's see what he's got. But actually, it's Josh's turn.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say this, and it's gonna count because. I said right at the beginning that the cheese we had was shredded cheese that was melted because that's the cheese that I have on nachos, right? That seems like that was a reasonable
assumption. Can I pick cheese curds? So you can
right.
pick cheese.
So
yes.
I'm going with some queso.
I knew it.
Queso
I knew it.
Boys.
My fourth
that
and
counts.
Fifth round pick
that
just
counts.
Taken from me like that, like
yep.
that.
Yep.
Woj leaked your picks, Jesse. I'm sorry. Like, Woj is out.
Jesse's targeting a fourth meat in the fourth round.
Wait, you're gonna top off with bacon and queso? Like you're gonna put bacon and then this
is
covered
in
queso?
As
you're...
I think about the list of shredded chicken, pulled pork, bacon bits, steak strips,
and just bloated with queso.
It's not the world's best nachos, so I think you may have saved me. You may have saved me from the Trubisky number two overall situation. So appreciate that, man. But now we're to me, huh? Anyone take Cheerios yet? Or are those still on the board?
Water.
I think I took Cheerios.
Yeah, water is also still
I'll
there.
Take,
water's
I'll do,
there
I'll
sure.
double up water bread back to back.
Why?
I need something to wash down my nachos. I'm supposed to sit there keep eating nachos without anything to drink? It is ridiculous.
Margaritas. Let's get it, boys.
All right. So my strategy, while fun, has really painted me into a corner. I have all the meats and most of the veggies are off the table, which is unfortunate. Can I just do some good old shredded onion? Is that allowed?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm gonna do some shredded onion.
Wait,
right.
are they like pan fried, like raw? What are you looking at here?
Just the whole onion. Just don't even mess with it. Just put an onion on top. No, a pan fried onion.
Well, some
onion.
People put raw onions on their nachos. I'm just wondering.
I thought it was raw.
Sauteed with olive oil, vinaigrette, okay, a light bit of the sea salt, okay? So,
That sounds gross, if I'm being honest. Vinaigrette and sea salt on your onions does not sound good.
Okay, you know,
anyway.
it's sauteed onions. My God. I did watch Ratatouille this week, so now I'm just in that mode. Like, Ratatouille, oh my God, what a good. All right. So
with our friend the rat Ratatouille, we know we all think
Ratatouille.
So then now to finish off my nachos, to finish off the last pick for my nachos, onions and
chili. Just dump it all in chili. Like
just
Kevin.
Give me good.
I like it,
dude. Honestly, like is chili it. Allowed?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'll take chili then.
How is chili not allowed? Chili's a topping you can get
Wait,
out
chili
of
what?
Chili's the 3D chess move right here. Yeah.
That's a weird move. Okay, sure.
It seems like a lot. Right. But I needed something. I needed something of a liquidy form, right? Queso was gone. Guac was gone. Salsa was gone.
Onions are in chili. Sure. Chili has onions in it, which is a thing that exists.
There, yes. We connected the yeah. Look at that.
So we got both.
You know what else?
You're on the onions.
You know what else is? I'm gonna have some of that. I have sausage chili thrown. Throw another bird in there. Throw another bird in there. There you go.
All right. So apparently no one else is going to exploit the rule, so I'm going to go with some diced tomato as my last pick. Tomato.
Yep,
let's throw
pick.
The whole thing out. I'm finishing off with diced
potato. Potato famine? Boy, yeah. We should talk about
the I don't think we should yell potato right. famine on the, on the podcast.
Well, please continue right. breaking down tomatoes as a pick. I'd love to hear about how.
Kai, please give us your last pick for the love of God. That's all. That's worth.
Take potatoes. Potatoes are
potatoes
out there.
Potatoes would be. Unfortunately, I'm not actually from Ireland, so the love kind of isn't as strong. Big French fries guy, though. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to stay true to my Midwestern roots. It might be. I don't know if it's impossible for this to taste bad. I'm going to take some ranch dressing, baby. Just throw some ranch on it.
Wait, what?
Why not?
I mean, you've got a whole like bacon cheeseburger thing going
right,
here.
Right, yeah,
cheese.
Might as well get close.
I think you combined our nacho draft with our fast food draft. I think somewhere along the way, every other pick was combined with the fast food draft, which I still think it's actually pretty decent. All things, I mean, I'm over here with a heart attack meal, so I think that you're doing all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I want to hear it all laid out to really visualize it, but let's wait. But let's wait. Let's wait until.
I've got it all written down for us. I'll go through. Ice, you can finish this off.
I mean, I'm just gonna guide the plane right into a nice gentle landing here. I want to pick something like really out there, but I'm not gonna. So I pick just a big old pint of Guinness. I'm going to go with but shouts to our sponsors. I would pour Guinness all over my nachos, but I'm not going to pick it here. I'm going to pick just some nice some black beans.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's and that's going to
yeah,
that's going to be
beans
it.
Might have been my pick,
that's going to
yeah,
be all.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm more of a black beans guy.
I'm more of a refried beans guy. I don't know if anyone caught that. That was more my thing.
We're not really giving a lot of love to green beans over here, but that's fine. That's fine.
Well, my whole issue, Jesse, you deviated from your. You didn't do broccoli. I thought you would.
Listen, yeah, the hate you guys give about the broccoli. That was I had to. I'm trying to win this draft. Okay, so I'm basically hoping that the only people who will vote on Twitter love meat. That was my strategy. All right, and then when I win,
why didn't you just pick a good nacho?
Nice. First off, rude. Okay, rude. Second off, we will see what Twitter decides. Okay, so
they're gonna
remind
pick
me when the poll is up, and then I will know.
Stop
that
the count.
Yes. Yep.
Should we count all the votes?
Exactly.
Make so sure let's do a quick recap, huh? Mm-hmm. With our team. So Jesse picked first. His team, the heart attack nachos, as they're dubbed, or the bird chose.
Birds of a feather.
We got shredded chicken, pulled pork, steak strips, onion and chili. I mean,
oh Lord! When you read it, all out like that, I don't know how to feel.
I can't pick broccoli.
It was so hearty.
It was so hearty, and then you got onion. It's just like a little bit of onion, and then everything else is so dense. It's a really funny combination of things.
I needed a vegetable. I shouldn't have announced that this was the draft I prepared for. I did not.
So I went second. My nachos, and literally, I eat these nachos very consistently. I make these probably twice a month. Sour cream. Refried beans, Spanish rice, queso, and tomato. That's my nacho.
Oh, yours ended up pretty good actually.
Like separate, each yep. separate.
I didn't realize
like garbage, but like as a collective, that's genius team building. They work well as a unit. There's no superstar, but each player knows their.
You're
role.
The Miami Heat of nachos.
Ooh, yep. Oh, and then yeah. Okay. Kai, too soon. Too soon.
It wasn't even a Bucks thing. It was that they're objectively
too soon, Jesse.
Oh, okay, good God. Just don't talk about anyone who's ever played the Bucks in a basketball game before. It's too soon.
Kai was third. He picked guac, pico, cheese curds, bacon, and ranch. There was a sharp left turn, like a very sharp left turn that happened.
And if you end the draft the first two picks, I might win. And then next three, you know.
I will say, we've said it before, I'll say it again. We should have stopped the count round two. Late in round three, there's a big jump.
Next time we are together, it'll be a while. I'm going to bring the components of Kai nachos and we're going to eat that
stuff.
It's going
to be good.
And it's going to be so weird.
It's
going to
be tasty, though. It's going to really be good, I bet.
The problem is going to be after the wings, we're not going to be able to feel our own bodies. And then we're still going to have to eat that.
So Ice went last. His team, we'll call them quote-unquote standard nacho team. We've got salsa, beef, jalapenos, avocado, and black beans.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's really between Josh and I. Wow, this Twitter poll is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it will be. I think Jesse will win by a lot, if I had to guess.
I don't know what leads you to believe that. But I
it'll be Josh.
At this point, Josh Mansky's, I think, can you buy Twitter likes? Is that a thing?
We're gonna try.
I think so.
I haven't done anything with our Mansky money yet, so might as well rig a poll. You know what I mean?
Well, was our nachos. Well, vote
on
your favorite.
We can
nacho.
Run an exit poll. Who won? Kai thinks Kai won. All right, great. Jesse won.
I gotta be honest. I don't even think I won. So let's not include me in the exit poll. All right, let's not include me in the exit poll. I think reflecting back on what happened there, I think we at least have a name for the pod finally, which is this is the one where Josh thinks pigs are a bird. apparently pigs are a bird.
Apparently pigs fly. Apparently pigs fly. Come on. I mean, that's good. That's risen right there.
There it is. You're welcome, listeners, for another round of production on air brought to you by Archers of the North.
We'll be back. So here's what we kind of got, and this is going to be very confusing, so I'm excited. Here's what I did. From the year 1970 to the year 1979, I compiled the first four quarterbacks drafted in every draft and then their cumulative records every year that they played from 1970 to 1979. So your goal is to construct a team that at the end of this has the most wins, okay? So you have a couple of options. Everyone's going to draft a quarterback in 1970. You have four choices, so three of them will be taken. And then at any point after any year, you can decide to drop that quarterback and draft a new one the next year after hearing their record, okay? So for instance, if Joe No Name in 1970 – went 2-6 his first year, and you're like, nope, I'm cutting the cord. I need to try better in 71. Next, you can say I'm drafting a quarterback the next year, and then you pick it up, or you can keep riding out his career. Your goal is to get the most wins in 9 years. Does that concept make sense?
Yes. Quick question: what if we decide to stick with the quarterback, but he doesn't play in like a third year? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so here's what I'll do. At a point, a quarterback retired, if they don't play another game in the NFL, I will say that quarterback doesn't have another year left. You have to draft a new one. Okay, I'll tell you.
Good.
If the quarterback has more games but doesn't play that year, I will give you a standard two wins, for that season. So you'll get two wins for a season that he doesn't play, and then you'll hop back in when he's back playing again. In case there was like a year he missed injury or something like that. Yeah?
Let's do this.
Yeah, I missed all that. Can you say that all again?
Perfect. So here's how it's going to start. I think it'll make sense as we start to run it. I'm going to give the draft order to based on my standings after the nacho draft. Okay? So you can pick number 1, 2, 3, or 4. You're picking either the first quarterback drafted, the second quarterback drafted, the third, or the fourth. In any given draft. So we're starting in 1970. My nacho rankings went Ice, Kai, and then Jesse. So Ice will get the first pick of quarterbacks in 1970. Do you want the first, second, third, or fourth quarterback drafted?
Let's see here. I'm already off. I mean, I've already won one thing today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to win another. Jesse's clearing his throat, which makes me think that it's quarterback number two.
Quarterback number two. Congratulations to Mike Phipps, the new player that you just picked.
Let's go, Mike.
God, old Phipps.
Mike Phipps, yeah, he played for the Cleveland Browns, and he is eligible to be your quarterback throughout this whole thing. So congratulations on maybe a franchise quarterback.
I'm riding with Phipps.
Mike Phipps in year one has 0 wins. 0 wins in year one.
Well, he can only go up, Ice.
Yep,
think
it's
about
a development
that.
Year. I'm okay with this.
All right. So next, Kai, which quarterback would you like? One.
Ooh. Let's go with lucky number one, baby.
Kai with lucky number one picks Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, my God.
I dominated these things, guys.
Kai already won.
It's not over. For the record, it's not over. I have calculated this out, so it's not over.
How dare you talk about Kai. Flips.
Terry Bradshaw in 19... You can have Terry Bradshaw throughout this whole career if you choose to through 1979. His first year, he had 3 wins. Count them,
what
three.
A scrub.
So
get rid of him, Kai. Trade him for Phipps.
He had 3 years. Jesse, would you like 3 or 4?
I'll just take Bradshaw.
Sorry, that's not the option.
All right, fine. Give me freaking Phipps. Yeah, give me number 4. Give me Terry Phipps.
Number 4 is Bill Capelman, who played for the Vikings. How about that?
That's my guy.
Well, was he capable for the Capelman?
He was a Capelman.
So, Jesse, Bill Capelman. Bill Capelman did not start an NFL game his whole career. So, you get.
So
Kai got Terry Bradshaw. I got Mike Phipps, and Jesse got the guy who doesn't start ever.
So here's what happens to you, Jesse. You get 2 wins for that first year.
Oh, he
because
doubled
you
Ice's total.
That's insane.
Suck it.
And then and you get to pick a new quarterback in the 71 draft. So
what if I
want to rotating back
my
up
other quarterback and keep getting 2 wins? I feel like that's
you
pretty
cannot do that.
Beep it.
So Jesse, you come back around. You keeping Mike Phipps in the 71 season, or are you?
Me?
Are you changing? Are you changing QBs?
I mean, you know, our motto all of last season was "Dip for Phipps," and so I'm gonna stick with my guy, Mike.
All right, Mike Phipps in 1971 had 0 wins.
That's my guy. Mike Phipps.
Mike Phipps. Mike so Phipps is just, he is tank commander.
Just
like,
so we're clear.
Stud wide
is it
now.
Phipps or Phipps with a P or a B?
I thought it was with
Tibbs.
A P, Phipps.
It's Tom Thibodeau's son.
Got him here. Okay.
I feel like I'm doing okay so far.
So
this is going
Kai, are you going to keep Terry Bradshaw or change?
Well, do we get a developmental backup at all, or is it just TV? Just
no,
TV
you
me?
Do
all
not.
Right,
all right, 12. Terry Bradshaw in his second year had 5 wins, which takes Kai's total to 8.
Yeah. So, get rid of him.
Ice currently has 0. Kai has 8. Jesse, you have 2, and you get a new
his
quarterback
guy
this year.
Start. Didn't you say he didn't
start? Are you picking?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
Kai? You picked Mike Terry Bradshaw. Shut up.
Yeah, but how does that make any sense? How does he have 2 wins? Did he play the majority of 2 games?
No, he played 0 games. Where
does
Mike
he get
Phipps
wins?
Mike Phipps started games and lost them all.
So, done, Josh. This
my guy
crazy.
Didn't even have
hold
a
on.
Chance.
Is Mike Phipps 0-28 right now?
He has not won a game in his NFL career that he started. That is true.
Okay, so has he? Oh, but has he started them all?
Stop data
no,
mining.
He hasn't started them all.
I would like to so, pick the number...
1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yep. Give me the number. Ooh, no, Mitch Trubisky was the number 2.
He's gonna pick Dan Marino.
Give me the number 2. Give me Marino.
Oh, number 2, you have Archie Manning, the quarterback of the Saints, who was picked it this year.
Oh.
In his first,
is he a good pick though?
In his first year, he had 3 wins.
Up to
you 5. Can have You can have Archie Manning for his whole career if you choose to. He plays that whole time. So, Jesse had 5 wins total. Ice, we're back to you. Are you keeping Mike Phipps or are you drafting somebody new?
You got to give him a 3rd year, right?
I think you got to run this out.
If you look in the newspapers, if you're going to look in the newspapers, you're going to see a lot of articles that say, don't quit on Phipps. It doesn't quite work.
In the 1972 Times.
Yeah.
Don't quit on Phipps.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. It doesn't quite rhyme. But you know what? We're riding him out one more year. Mike Phipps.
And you made the absolutely correct decision. This is incredible. Mike Phipps in his 3rd year has 10 wins.
Wait, what? I'm winning now. Let's go.
He has 10 W's in his 3rd year. Mike Phipps.
Give him a tip. Give him some tips.
Tips for Phipps.
All right. Kai, are you keeping Terry Bradshaw? Are you changing him out?
I mean, I know the Steelers win some titles at some point. I think it's the 70s. Let's stick with Terry. We got to have some wins.
There's no way you're ever going to get rid of Terry.
Terry Bradshaw in his 3rd year had 11 wins. Hello, Terry Bradshaw.
Josh, I'll be honest. You don't have to ask me after every segment. It's okay. I appreciate
that. Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Jesse, how are you feeling with Archie Manning? You want to keep him or you want to go pick somebody new in 72?
Wait. Can I just say, I think the flaw of this exercise is Jesse's just going to stack so many wins of changing QBs. Like, I feel like if you start over, there should be a penalty. You know, you gotta stick with your guy.
No.
Ice is getting
no,
just so we're Ice, clear. Ice man who finish. Drafted Terry Bradshaw in 1970 is mad that I'll play rookies the whole decade. He's not been stacking rookies the whole decade.
Not be mad that I'm a more skilled GM than you guys. All right,
like, that's no. The idea doesn't make any sense.
Insane.
You're
this
mad
isn't
that
fair.
I'm drafting rookies?
You're going to have a bunch of random guys, and I'm going to have Terry Bradshaw the whole time.
Jesse, are you keeping Archie Manning, or are you trading him out?
Well, now, just to piss off Kyle, I'm going to trade him out.
Okay. Would you like quarterback 1, 2, 3, or 4 from 72?
Give me quarterback 4.
Oh, no. He's going to take Steve Young or something.
You've got Jim Fowle, who was drafted by the Bears in 1972.
Oh, no.
And Jim Fowle, again, he did not win a single game this year and did not play any years after this one. So you got a 0 for this year.
I hate that I keep beating Kai at this year. Game with my strategy. I keep destroying Kai with my strategy.
Wow.
All right, how are you feeling? You want to keep with Phipps?
Wait, Josh, are you keeping score of this? Because I have no idea. I mean, I know I'm at first, but I don't know about the margin.
Yes, I'm keeping score. Currently, Ice has 10 wins, Kai has 19, and Jesse has 5.
All right, well, I'm going to abuse the strategy of switching out your quarterback all the time. As Packers fans know, that's the best strategy in the NFL.
All right.
And so,
you stuck with him for 0 wins and 0 wins, but now you're giving up on him after 10 wins?
If you can't handle him at his fippiest, you don't deserve him at his...
okay. So, I'm going to bleep it.
So I am going to switch the FIP. We're going to flip the FIP for hopefully a first-round pick here.
What year is this? 74?
Flip the FIP.
This is 73.
That's all the headlines are saying.
You want quarterback 1, 2, 3, or 4?
One worked for Kai, so let's go with 1.
You just drafted Burt Jones.
Oh,
he was a quarterback.
Burt Jones, FBI, baby.
Burt Jones.
And how many wins did I get that year?
Burt Jones in his 1st year for the Colts had 1 win.
Oh,
see, this is just cheating at this point. I am just abusing the system.
So, Ice, you can have Burt Jones the whole rest of the time if you choose to.
Oh, that's great news.
So, Kai, you and Terry Bradshaw, after your 11-win season,
we're really
come back
starting to gel, I think, Josh. Yeah.
Come back the next year in 1973 and have your 8 wins, 8-1 in 1973.
Man, we really regret. All right. Hmm. We'll bounce back.
Jesse, you have a new quarterback.
Oh,
welcome
good.
To 74, Jesse. You want 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Wait, didn't Ice already take one, or am I missing years here?
This is the next. Oh, sorry. Nope, it's my fault. You're right. You want 2, 3, or 4?
Oh, man, I really wanted 1, too. I'll take 2. Give me Bibbidi Bobbidi, who played for the Carolina whatever.
You've got Gary Huff, who played for the Chicago Bears.
Was the only good QB in the second?
No,
there's
he was
one
not.
Thing I know in this whole thing, and it's that the Chicago Bears quarterback is not the guy you want.
So, Gary Huff, you can start him for multiple years. The first year, he has 0 wins. Sorry, Jesse.
This game sucks. God. I honestly, so, I know what it feels like to be John Elway without the fame or the money.
So I would just like to say we've passed up at this point on Lynn Dickey. You know the name Lynn Dickey for Packers lore,
Ron
right,
Jaworski?
Kai, you with me? Mm-hmm. And we've passed up on Ron Jaworski. Yes, Ron Jaworski
was
in that
which
round.
Which one
was
he? He was number 3 in that round.
Did he have a good career now that he's gone?
He started with 2 years where he did not play, and then he won 1 game, 2 games, and then he went off. And then he went 5-9-11. 5-9-11.
Yeah, I
would have
kept him, so yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Is Doug Flutie out there for grabs? He's got to be. Give me Flutie.
All right. The only crime you're sitting here with Burt Jones. Yeah, the only crime Burt Jones has committed is that his name isn't that interesting. I can't have fun with it. So I am going to switch him out for a quarterback in the 1974 draft. Joe Montana is going to be quarterback number 1 again. I'm just going to keep
picking. I believe in 1975 now.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
you picked Danny White, the quarterback for the Cowboys.
What? Freaking go. Okay.
And he Aikman's does not play his whole career. He doesn't get any starts. So
wait, the number 1 pick never played his whole career?
He got 1 start in 1977, and he won that 1 start.
That's like worse than Jamarcus Russell. That's
yeah,
you get 2 wins. You get 2 wins, and they have to change quarterbacks. For the record, I'd just like to point out, Ice, if you stuck with Burt Jones after the 10 win, or Mike Phipps, excuse me, Mike Phipps after the 10 win year went 7-2 and then 3 wins. Burt Jones.
Oh, see, I made the right choice.
Burt Jones would have had another year of 1 win. And then went 10, 11, and 10.
Oh, man. Gold, I knew it. So, I knew it.
Hurt for Burt, man.
I knew it.
Okay.
Burt right. felt like
That's
a third-year guy.
That's my
Kai,
bad.
You and Terry Bradshaw are hitting a rough patch. This season, Terry Bradshaw has 5 wins, 5 Ws, and that's it.
Man.
He does not have a good year. So just to keep in mind. So, Jesse, you have to pick a new quarterback. Welcome to 1974 and 2, 3, and 4 are left.
I thought we were in 1975. And also the last quarterback I picked, you said I could have for multiple seasons.
No. Oh, yeah. Gary Huff. Yeah. Wait, who did you have? Burt Jones or Gary Huff?
Tell him Burt Jones.
You have Gary Huff. Okay, you can have Gary Huff another year. You want after his 0-2 season, do you want to start him again?
When you label it that way, I would like to change. give me the number 2.
You have David Janes, the quarterback for the Chiefs.
I just want a name I know. I want one name I know.
David Janes.
You got Archie Manning. You sold on Archie Manning.
That's on me.
David Janes does not start a single game his whole NFL career. So you get 2 victories and a new quarterback next year.
Can we focus on how bad apparently the 70s quarterbacks were? How many of them never started a game?
In 1974.
This is why the running back era was so prominent. No one could throw.
So in this year that you guys just picked from, the 1974 quarterbacks, this is 74. Next year will be 75.
Oh.
In 74, the quarterbacks combined their whole careers, all 4 of them combined for 3 wins, their whole careers.
Ooh.
So not a good year for quarterbacks.
My God.
All right, Ice, you're picking a new quarterback. Welcome to 1975. Who you want?
It's a good year to be in 1975. Are you sure I can't keep my other guy?
Yeah, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll go with pick number – who cares at this point? Pick number 1 again.
Pick number 1, you have Steve Bartolski.
That's my guy.
Picked by the Falcons. He starts his career off with 4 Ws. Look at that. 4 Ws.
There are a lot more Eastern Europeans in the NFL back in the 1970s.
All right, Kai, are you sticking out with Bradshaw after his 5-win year, or are you calling it quits?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a believer in TB, so I'll give him another shot.
So brave. You're so brave.
So TB, Terry Bradshaw there, gets you 12 wins this year.
Oh, my God.
Just have to have faith in your guys. Just ride it out.
I want to let you know, all of the quarterbacks, there are several quarterbacks left who have multiple 11-win seasons and 12-win seasons who are still on the board. So,
and seven of them are also Joe Chubb, who had 1 win.
Right.
Jesse, you are you're picking. You have to be a quarterback. You can pick 2, 3, or 4 in the 75 draft.
I just want to check in on this real quick, just so we're clear. Every single year, I pick just a crappy quarterback who gets me no wins at all, and then every single year, I get the third pick in the draft every year.
That's every year.
I never get to pick the number one.
That's true.
I'm at two combined QB wins. Just checking in about that.
That's a good point.
Checking in about the 1970s draft system we have going on here.
That is garbage. Yeah, that's just how they did it back in the day.
Yeah, 70s did have a draft order. It was just nachos. All right, well, like nachos the best.
Give me the third. You know, I guess in the 70s they rewarded the best teams with the best draft picks. It makes sense. All right, give me the third.
Gary Scheide for the Bengals.
It sounds like I'm picking late again. Gosh darn it.
And you are correct. Gary did not start a single game in the NFL. So
how is this possible? Did they not realize quarterbacks are important?
I have purged my head. My head scout's assistant, my head scout's daughter, everyone is gone. God, all right.
So just like to point out, the fourth quarterback in that draft, number four, was Steve Grogan, who, after that season, he would have gotten 1 win his first year, then went 11-9, 11-9 his last 4 years. So that was the number four quarterback drafted there. Mm-hmm. All right, welcome back, Jesse. We'll give you a bone here. You know what? I'll give you a chance.
No, this is me. This is me. Jesse just drafted.
Don't squeaky wheel me. Ice is burning in 1976.
All right, Ice.
I'm keeping my guy anyway. No, I'm sticking with Steve. He was my number one pick. Whether or not that means he went in the top top 30 of the draft or the top 80 of the draft, I don't know how it worked back then. But Steve Bartkowski's my guy. And I'm sticking by him.
All right, Steve Bartkowski in the 1976 season had 1 win, 1 W for Steve.
All right. Well, they didn't call him Steve Bartkowski for nothing. Am I right, boys?
All right, Kai, you want to keep with Terry Bradshaw or change it out?
I'll make you guys a deal. I'll stick with Terry through at least 78, but I might get kind of spicy with 78.
It doesn't matter, Kai. You already won. You already won. Who cares?
I thought I was making the exercise fun.
It's too late for that.
You crushed it. We're giving you crap. I'd just like to point out that I apparently lost Terry Bradshaw because Kai puts cheese curds on his nachos. That's how we did this. Right. Because he got the second overall pick into my third. Okay.
I'll tell you what. Little did I know with that third round selection, I changed the fate of a franchise. Well, he knew. He's like,
I'll take
cheese curds for Terry Bradshaw, please.
So, Kai, Terry Bradshaw is on the decline. He has exactly 4 W's this year. Well, 4 wins this season.
Have the Steelers won a Super Bowl this decade yet?
Yes. They have won 2 Super Bowls already this in the 70s.
You didn't tell me that.
The 11-3 year and the 12-2 year. And now the year after, he has 4 wins. Okay. Jesse, you have your pick of the crop of QBs. Who do you want? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
This is new. Give me that number one, baby. Let's go.
All right. Number one QB in 76 is Richard Todd for the Jets.
That is
two. You picked a worse decade.
That's 2 first names. All right. How'd he do?
In his first year, he has exactly 2 victories.
That's what I get if he doesn't play at all.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
All right, we're moving on. Ticking the clock to 77. We have 3 years left to make your mark on the NFL.
We're still keeping the score, right?
I've got a score. Yeah. I'll give you an update when it's all said and done. All right, we still have names. We have names you'll recognize in these rounds still. Okay. In 1977, Ice, you want to stick with Steve Bartkowski?
The newspaper headlines of this season are Believe in Steve, and so that's what we're doing. We are going to Dartowski. We're not going to Dartowski on the Bartowski.
That was Bartolo.
And so it doesn't matter. Steve is my guy.
All right, Steve.
And I'm sticking with him.
He gives you three W's this year. Welcome to the three
wins. That's my guy. Okay.
Steve with three dubs. All right, Kai, Terry Good Bradshaw coming off of his four-win season. What do you want to do?
Should have just stuck with fibs, Ice. I think he could have
got it. That's true, yeah. That is true.
I'm a pretty loyal, I'm a pretty patient GM, if you guys haven't already noticed. So I think I'll
get after your two Super Bowl titles.
I'll give Terry a little more time.
All right, Terry Bradshaw goes for nine Ws this year. Ooh, nine baby. Ws in 77. Ice, do you want, or Jesse, excuse me, do you want to stick with Richard Todd, or do you want to change QBs?
I'll be honest, I have been on a carousel since the early 70s. It has been just I think the thing is, though, everybody loves a carousel. I did him a bunch as a kid. Let's give me the number one overall pick.
All right, you have Steve Rickerkowitz.
Where is Young? Where is Young?
See? I'm telling you, Eastern Europeans. Eastern freaking Europeans, man. I don't know what was happening.
Give me the freaking steak, Steve.
So here's the deal.
Just so we're clear.
Go ahead.
My Steve is better than Jesse's Steve.
Steve Rickerkowitz.
Steve from Blues Clues.
Did not start any games this year, so you get an automatic win. But he does play the next 2 years, so you have a decision the next 2 years if you want to play him or not, and their actual records.
Oh, my God.
All right, you're Ice, back to you.
Him, so, I mean, yeah, you might as well.
I can't believe that my Steve is still in the NFL, so I'm going to stick it out because I think there's better things ahead. They knew what was going to happen.
Steve Bartowski.
And, so
and you know what Steve Bartowski follows through, delivers. You get eight Ws this next year from Steve.
That's what I'm talking about, eight and six.
Eight, so
that's my
amazing,
cap.
Ice.
Let's go.
Jesse, you've got two like every round for the record. All right, Kai, you're sticking with Terry Bradshaw. You're running up the score. Bradshaw had 14 Ws this year.
Okay.
Yeah, the Steelers are really good.
Let me know. Warn me when we get to 79, because I just might have a big move come. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're Jesse, do you want to keep Steve Rickerkowitz, or do you want to change QBs?
I mean, just the fact that you said, oh, he actually starts two more seasons doesn't lead me to believe his play in those two seasons.
Seriously, you told him how many more he starts.
Particularly great. So give me that number one overall pick, baby.
All right. In 1978, the number one overall QB taken is Doug Williams for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, wait, no, that's a guy. That's a real player.
Doug Williams. Right. In his rookie year, Doug Williams had four Ws.
Holy crap.
I'm pretty sure.
Holy crap.
Am I trying too hard, or is Doug Williams like a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
He is a very good quarterback in NFL lore. Yes, he's a name that NFL history people would recognize. Yes. That doesn't necessarily mean he gets a lot of wins.
I'm pretty sure he's I'm pretty sure he's a football team guy, so like he played for a football team.
Cool. Ice, are you kicking
I'm gonna
with
stick
Steve?
With Steve.
All right.
I'm gonna kick it with Steve. That's again newspaper headlines. We stick with him. Mr. Bart is my heart.
Steve ends up with six Ws in the 1979 season.
I got a good feeling about Steve.
Ice, that brings your total after this whole GM experience. You had not 10 years. And 10, 11, 12, 13, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 29, 35 Ws in your tenure as the GM for the
that's
not bad.
Yeah,
for the Isaac Johnson football team.
Yeah, Kai's on my team. Yep.
All right, Kai, it is 1979. What are you doing?
Well, it'd be beneficial if I knew how many wins I had, you know, just to kind of give me. But I think nonetheless, you know, Terry needs his heir apparent. I might just pull a Packers here. I might take a Jordan Love, you know, before we really need him. So give me a new QB in 79. Give me the Jordan Love of 79.
So you're gonna get Joe Montana because he was in this draft. Find it.
Pick
find
number
him.
One, two, three, or four.
Oh, I get the first pick too. Let's go pick. Let's go.
You
pick
are the Packers.
Two.
You are the Packers.
Pick number two.
You are the Packers.
You selected the quarterback for the Giants, Phil Sims.
Oh, he's a guy.
Oh my God, Kai! You're still good. That's still really good. It's not Joe Montana though.
So Kai, in your tenure, I'm not going to tell you until the end. Your guy, so your roster over the course of these 10 years, you got Terry Bradshaw, which was a big a big win. You ended up with 29,
30, 55, 60. The math is really hard.
Carry the one, carry the other one, carry another one.
You ended up with 87 wins, Kai. 87 wins in 10 years. That's a good.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
All right, Josh.
Jesse, it is 1979.
Josh, don't tell me how many wins I'm at. Just tell me how many I need to beat Kai.
Okay, so it's a beat
carry
Kai.
The two, carry the thousand in the thousands, please.
So to beat Kai, Jesse, you would need 70 wins this year. You'd need 70.
That's pretty doable.
Wait, can you give Jesse all four of the picks?
I can do this. I can do this on my own.
Are you doing Doug Williams? Are you sticking with Doug Williams, or are you throwing him away?
Oh, he's gone. No way.
He's give me the good one.
Give me the number one overall pick, please.
All right, so you threw away the 10-win season that Doug Williams just had.
Four.
And you selected Jack Thompson, quarterback for the Bengals.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And he had 0 wins his first year. So.
Hey, he had the 0. I just forgot the 7. You forgot to carry the 7.
I was going
to
say, I was only –
Was Montana one of them, or was he later,
Joe Montana,
Josh? I looked it
Joe
up.
Montana was the fourth quarterback taken in that draft.
In which year? 79?
Yep, 79. So the ideal way to do things, Jesse, you should have held on to Doug Williams. Otherwise, you were kind of screwed. You didn't really have That's anybody fair. Else that really – you picked all the wrong guys.
Yeah, no, the issue was 1979 for me. Yeah, that was the issue.
You should have done to Burt Jones. That was Burt Jones had like 50 wins as a quarterback. He would have been your.
You know what? Kai had more than that in his whole thing. But you know what I could have done is I had the number one overall pick from drafting good nachos, and I could have picked Terry Bradshaw.
Yes, you could have done that. It's all right, fellas. So
it's tough that I won.
That's the 70s.
I won 9 games, but picked last every year. That's a tough NFL. That's a tough system we had there.
So final standings after the 70s, after all of the 70s, Jesse ends up with 17 victories in 10 years.
I averaged less than you should average if your guy never played. Didn't you average 20?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Ice had 35 Ws and Kai had 87, so another thrashing for Kai in these games.
Oh, no. Oh my God!
At least it reflects the nachos. That's tough.
Well,
so it turns out drafting Terry Bradshaw is good. That's what we learned.
And hey, we also learned that Mike Phipps was good. Mike Phipps was good. Archie Manning was good. Lynn Dickey was good. Burt Jones was good. Ron Jaworski was good. There are a lot of good quarterbacks that just didn't get there.
Another year.
Well, I
should have stuck with my guy.
Oh, also, wait a second. The most fun one, 1975. Steve Grogan, quarterback for the Patriots, had one win. He was the fourth quarterback taken, had one win his first year, then went 11-9, 11-9.
Yeah,
nine.
Damn. Yeah. Should have got Steve.
Well, tune in next week for 1950s safeties.
I enjoyed that. I had fun.
It was great.
I hope it was enjoyable to listen to.
I enjoyed. There was probably a lot of just laughing, which is because we were enjoying ourselves. So that's, I guess that's not the worst thing.
All right. Well,
let us have a good time for once.
This has been the Arches of the North podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week, Waddy.
Yep. Thanks for joining us.
Terry Bradshaw.